All right, folks, time for five keys to a Jaguars win over the Browns. And we'll start with this guy. In this photo, it's Jordan Cameron, the Pro Bowl tight end for the Browns. But for the Jaguars, the tight end, whether it's Antonio Gates or Miles Paul, have beaten them and caused problems for them this year. The Jaguars have to find Jordan Cameron because this guy, Brian Hoyer, the quarterback for the Browns, will. Now, in this photo, it's Andre Branch. So this guy is whoever the defensive lineman is getting after Hoyer because he's averaging 13.6 yards per completion to lead the National Football League. You got to get this guy this week. Up next, these guys, the running game, whether it's the offensive line or Storm Johnson, you got to get it going. Blake Bortles has been effective, but think about how much more effective he'd be with play action, where you don't have, like the Titans last week, teeing off and getting after him. The running game, these guys would make a huge deal for the Jaguars, which brings us to those guys, the defensive guys. It's Cyprian here with the ball in his hand in last year's game against Cleveland. You got to get turnovers. They've only gotten one since opening day. Gus Bradley said it this week. The thing they can do to get better on defense is get turnovers. And that brings us right here. Which guy? Who's going to get it done? Last week, Telvin Smith made a huge play to set up a field goal for the Titans instead of letting them get into the end zone. Now you got to strip the ball. You got to tip the ball. Who's going to do it? I'm voting for Telvin Smith, but anybody on the defense can get it done. That's five keys to a Jaguars win. We'll see you on Sunday.